You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You are listening to The Piggy Bank here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. Happy Tuesday morning, College Park. I hope you're having a great start. It is April 21st, 2026. Man, 3 weeks left before finals, which feels insane. We are very close to the end of the semester. It does not feel like it, and yet it is. Here we are. I've got a great show again on tap, of course, for y'all to listen to. We've got, gosh, of course I don't have the playlist ready out of the gate. It's ready. Don't worry. I have music. I just didn't have it pulled up. We have a great show. We're opening out here with some Black Sabbath as per usual. We're going to get into St. Vitus Dance and Under the Sun / Every Day Comes and Goes. Both songs are off of their album, Black Sabbath Volume 4. Happy Tuesday morning, everybody.
Bye.
And that is Black Sabbath with Under the Sun / Everyday Comes and Goes. Before that, St. Vitus Dance off of their album, Black Sabbath, Volume 4. Coming up next, we're getting into some Judas Priest with Screaming for Vengeance, the title track of the album of the same name. And You've Got Another Thing Coming from also that same album. You've Got Another Thing Coming, of course, one of the most well-known songs ever written by Judas Priest. In terms of the background about it, I think, was it Rob Halford said it? It was just about the attitude, I think. He said in his words, it was just this attitude that we've had about Priest. And I dare say we've always had in our personal way of dealing with issues that are sent to challenge us. It also wrapped up in a heavy metal community culture of the way we support each other and of our metal. It's very much a song of hope and rising above the issues of difficulties that come your way. It's a song of resilience as well. That's at least how Rob Halford said this song is. So you can have your own interpretation, but yeah. Anyway, here's Screaming for Vengeance and You've Got Another Thing Coming by Judas Priest. That is Judas Priest with You've Got Another Thing Coming and Screaming for Vengeance off of album of the same title, Screaming for Vengeance. Tell me it's 1982 without saying it is. Oh, I love that song. It's so good. It is a guilty pleasure song of mine. And I say that, you know, it probably doesn't fit the definition of guilty pleasure, but it's so good. Anyway, coming up next, Iron Maiden with The Duelists and Back in the Village off of their album Power Slave.
Yeah!
And that is Iron Maiden with Back in the Village and the Duelists off of their album Power Slave. I forgot to mention last week because I kept talking about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and I did not say anything. Congratulations to Iron Maiden. They got in. It took them a bit, but they got in, albeit on the musical excellence. Excellence in music or whatever it is? It's weird. There's different categories for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and what you can get in. There's performance, musical influence, musical excellence, and then there's something else, but I don't remember what the others are. And it's annoying me that I can't think of it. And I'll try and find it because I don't want to get it wrong, you know? Performer. Oh, they actually did get in as a performer. Oh, nice. Great. Good for them. I always say that because I know they got in as a performer. And then, like, what was it? MC Light got in under musical influence or something. And Rick Rubin as well, I believe. It was musical excellence. Yeah, the categories are weird. Coming up next, The Thing That Should Not Be and Welcome Home Sanitarium by Metallica off their album Master of Puppets. I will always love Welcome Home Sanitarium. It's just so, so good. Continuing on with Metallica's writing music based on literature and movies, that theme that they just so happen to do a lot, it's based on Ken Kesey's novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There's a film adaptation as well with Jack Nicholson that's worth the watch as well. It's really good. And songs kind of conveying these thoughts of a patient who's like unjustly caged in a mental institution. It's about madness serving as like a metaphor for honesty and truth. And it's one of the most revealing songs Metallica has ever wrote about dealing with insanity. As I said, there's going to be a trend because one off of And Justice for All was based off of Johnny Got His Gun. The Day That Never Comes. I don't remember exactly what that one was. I think that one was just kind of based off a lot of what was going on around at the time. So I'm actually a liar. But during this time period, there was definitely a trend of this. So anyway, yeah, here's Metallica. We'll be right back. And that was Metallica with Welcome Home Sanitarium and The Thing That Should Not Be off of their album Master of Puppets. We only have time for one more song before top of the hour. I'm going to go with a longer one here with Under the Yoke by Candlemass off their album Epicus Dumicus Metallicus. So what's probably going to happen is I'm going to play that song. I'm going to come back, do some top of the hour stuff, and then we'll then play the last song I wanted to play from Candlemass. So, yep, this is Under the Yoke by Candlemass. That was Candlemass with Under the Oak off of their album Epicus Dumicus Metallicus. We got 4 minutes till top of the hour. Just some housekeeping. Again, you have been listening to The Piggy Bank here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I've been your host, Brandon Appleton. I hope you guys have been enjoying some of the tunes we've had thus far. We've been listening to some Sabbath, some Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Metallica, and a little Candlemass. We still actually have more coming up here at the top of the hour, along with some Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax, Bathory, Death, and maybe Napalm Death. We'll see. We'll see how far we can get into this, because honestly, I talk too much. Insert here, Run DMC. Yes, I did just bring up Run DMC. All right, it is what it is. Coming up at... voice crack. Coming up at noon, Winning Time, hosted by Jack Wynn, will be on from 12 to 2. And then 2 o'clock, Employees Must Wash Hands, hosted by Jay Cohen and DJ Seb. At 3 o'clock, Music Team, hosted by Paulie and Jursa. 4 o'clock, La Hora Salsera, hosted by DJ Salsero. At 6 o'clock, Marginalia Radio, hosted by Mauro Gonzalez. At 8 o'clock, Lunatic Thaley. At 9 o'clock, Lunatic, hosted by Thaley. Sorry, said it wrong. At 9 o'clock, the new Indie Cannon, hosted by Patchen Mortimer. And then at 11 o'clock, Around the World in 60 Minutes, hosted by DJ Nalani. That'll be your programming day for today, and then we'll be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. So, lots to listen to. If you also want to head over to our digital signal, they go live at noon as well. Our digital signal, at noon, we have Crash Course with Pilot Down. At 5 o'clock, Happy Dudes, Angsty Tunes with Ariman Thakur and Griffin Hevesy. At 6 o'clock, Unity, hosted by Bless. At 8 o'clock, This Land Is Our Land, hosted by Kendall Perkins. At 9 o'clock, Hi-Fi Girl, hosted by Ishana. At 10 o'clock, The Pit Wall with Haley and Bianca. I love them. I talk with them regularly. Go listen to their show, please. They talk about F1 and listen to music. It's great. At 11 o'clock, Raviac, hosted by Isaac Pitas. And then that will be it for our broadcast day on digital. So, yeah, coming up at noon, we got a show. We'll shut down the digital signal for a little bit, and then we'll be back at 5. So plenty of stuff to listen here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park for your beautiful Tuesday here in College Park, Maryland, which, yeah, it's a pretty nice day. It's actually really quiet today. I shouldn't say that, but it's quiet. It's quiet. And I don't usually say that around here about this, about things around here, because, yeah, who says that, right? Like, it's like my mom's a midwife, and it's like her and her work. It's, you do not say, oh, it seems quiet today. You just said the unsanctioned words. Those words will cause a lot of problems. That's why I'm afraid to say it, because I'm like, oh, something's going to happen. I said the words, something's going to happen, and I'm going to pay for it. All right, well, that, sure, I'll sign my death warrant. That's fine. That's fine with me. What is wrong with... Sorry, I'm doing some prep for an upcoming song while I talk with y'all as well. And just, yeah. Anyway, we got 10 seconds to stop the hour, so